Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mind Drama, The Science of Rumination, and How to Outwit Your Inner Defeatist is a popular psychology and science-based self-help book by Donna Jackson Nakazawa, a science writer known for work at the intersection of neuroscience, emotion, trauma, and health. The book examines rumination, the repetitive mental looping that can make people replay mistakes, conflicts, fears, and self-critical judgments long after useful reflection has ended. Its purpose is not simply to describe overthinking as a bad habit, but to explain why the mind is drawn to it, why modern life appears to intensify it, and how readers can interrupt its grip. Nakazawa combines accessible neuroscience, personal reflection, and practical cognitive tools to help readers distinguish productive processing from corrosive brooding. The book is positioned for people dealing with internal criticism, anxiety-driven analysis, relationship overthinking, emotional burnout, and the lingering mental residue of past experiences. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rumination is treated as a distinct mental loop, not ordinary reflection. A central contribution of mind drama is its distinction between reflection and rumination. Reflection can help a person understand an event, learn from a mistake, or make a decision. Rumination, by contrast, keeps attention circling the same distressing material without moving toward resolution. Nakazawa presents this difference as crucial because many people mistake repeated mental review for problem solving. The mind feels active, so the process appears useful, yet the result is often emotional exhaustion, narrowed attention, and stronger self-criticism. The book frames rumination as especially powerful because it recruits memory, emotion, bodily sensation, and prediction at the same time. A minor social comment: a work criticism or a relationship uncertainty can become a full internal drama that feels urgent even when no new information is being produced. This framing helps readers recognize the point at which thinking no longer clarifies experience but begins to amplify distress. The practical implication is that the goal is not to stop thinking, but to identify when thinking has become repetitive, self-defeating, and detached from constructive action. Secondly, personal rumination codes make repetitive thoughts more visible and workable. The book emphasizes that rumination is not identical for everyone. Nakazawa encourages readers to observe the specific images, emotions, sensations, words, and recurring situations that accompany their own downward spirals. This approach treats rumination as a personal pattern rather than a generic symptom. The reasoning is practical. A mental habit is easier to interrupt when its early signs can be recognized. A person may notice a tightening in the body, a familiar phrase of self-blame, a visual memory, or an urge to replay a conversation. Naming these elements turns a vague state of distress into something more structured. The book also presents ruminative patterns as possible signal fires from the past, meaning they may point toward unresolved fears, old wounds, or repeated emotional interpretations. This does not imply that every loop contains a simple hidden message, but it suggests that rumination can be decoded rather than merely endured. By mapping the pattern, readers gain a way to separate present reality from the old associations that may be intensifying it. Thirdly, modern work and social environments intensify the conditions for brooding. Mind drama places rumination within contemporary life rather than treating it only as a private weakness. The book is especially relevant to settings where people receive ambiguous signals, constant feedback, and little time for emotional digestion. Workplace emails, performance reviews, social media posts, relationship texts, and public comparisons all create material that can be replayed repeatedly. Nakazawa argues that achievement pressure and digital culture can make the problem worse because they reward vigilance, self-monitoring, and rapid interpretation of social cues. A person may repeatedly analyze a brief message, not because it deserves that level of attention, but because the environment trains the brain to search for risk, rejection, or failure. This context matters because it reduces shame. Rumination is not presented as proof of weakness or irrationality. It is a mental response that can be reinforced by overstimulation, uncertainty, and social comparison. The implication is also organizational and relational. Clearer communication, psychological safety, and permission to ask for clarification can reduce the ambiguity that often fuels mental looping. Fourthly, interrupting the loop depends on targeted language and emotional redirection. Nakazawa gives particular attention to tools that interrupt rumination before it deepens. One of the book-related concepts highlighted in available descriptions is the use of ballistic interruptions. Emotionally forceful words or phrases that help stop a ruminative track and redirect attention. The point is not to deny distress, but to create a deliberate break in an automatic sequence. Because rumination often runs through repeated language, alternative language can become a lever for change. The book also discusses reverse engineering ruminative thoughts, which means examining how the loop is built, what triggered it, what story it tells, what emotion keeps it alive, and what assumption it depends on. This method shifts the reader from immersion to observation. Related practices include cultivating an opposite feeling and learning to relate differently to fear. These ideas suggest that the nervous system needs more than abstract reassurance. It often needs a competing emotional state, a new bodily cue, or a more accurate frame. The strategy is cognitive, emotional, and practical, rather than purely positive thinking. Lastly, the book aims to repurpose rumination rather than simply suppress it. A notable aspect of mind drama is its refusal to treat ruminative energy as entirely useless. The book acknowledges that repetitive thinking can become corrosive, but it also suggests that the same intensity can be redirected toward insight, creativity, and more accurate self-understanding. This distinction matters because attempts to suppress unwanted thoughts often make them more persistent. Nakazawa instead frames the task as learning how to outwit and repurpose the inner defeatist. When readers can identify the loop, decode its emotional content, and interrupt its automatic momentum, they may recover the mental energy that rumination had been consuming. The benefit is not only emotional relief but greater agency over attention. In relationships, this may mean asking for clarity instead of rehearsing imagined meanings. At work, it may mean converting a perceived failure into a specific next step. In personal healing, it may mean noticing how old narratives are shaping present reactions. The book therefore positions rumination as a habit that can be trained, not a fixed trait or permanent flaw. In conclusion, mind drama is best suited for readers who recognize that their thinking often becomes repetitive, self-critical, or emotionally draining, especially in the aftermath of conflict, uncertainty, criticism, or relationship stress. It may also appeal to people who have spent time in therapy and want practical language for noticing mental patterns between sessions, as well as managers, caregivers, and professionals who need to understand how ambiguity and stress shape behavior. Its benefits are both practical and intellectual. Practically, it offers ways to identify personal rumination cues, interrupt spirals, and redirect attention toward clearer choices. Intellectually, it helps readers understand rumination as a psychologically meaningful process rather than a vague tendency to overthink. Compared with many self-help books on anxiety or productivity, mind drama stands out through its narrow focus on rumination as a central mechanism of distress. It does not only recommend calm, mindfulness, or optimism, it examines the structure of brooding itself and gives readers a vocabulary for decoding it. Nakazawa also differentiates the book by linking neuroscience, personal narrative, emotional history, and modern social pressures without reducing the issue to a single cause. The result is a focused guide for people who want to understand why their minds loop and how those loops can be interrupted with more precision. If you would like to support Donna Jackson Nakazawa, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.